Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's going to be a lovely day. Bill Withers. Hello, 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 friends, enemies, lovers, and everyone in between. I hope you're having a good day, and the day you deserve. This is Stuart, and welcome back to the podcast, friends. So, in today's episode, we're going to dive into the realm of positivity and personal growth. In the spirit of, you know, Mel Robbins, Tony Robbins, Jay Shetty, the what I now call the cornerstone of my mindset, I want to focus towards the perpetual quest to invite the best versions of ourselves into our lives each and every day. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, you have the choice on how your day is going to go. It's about creating a space where growth isn't just encouraged, but is inevitable, a part of your everyday existence. Now, I need you to buckle up because we're about to explore Caroline Webb's groundbreaking book, How to Have a Good Day. But hey, before we dive in, if you haven't already, please hit like, comment, subscribe, share this episode with your community. We're here building the movers and the shakers. Your support means the world to me. I am humbly, humbly indebted to you for all the growth you've allowed me to share. So, why this topic? Our lives are so fast. The hustle is very easy to overlook the importance of intentional living and shaping our days for the better. And Caroline's book, it's genius. Behind the book we're dissecting today, it brings behavioral science to the forefront, providing a very understandable way for the intricacies of our behavior that can truly transform our lives. It's not just about productivity, it's about fulfillment and purpose in crafting a life that resonates with your essence. This isn't just another self-help journey. Please, let me preface by saying that. This is uncovering the science behind how to have a good day. A day, the set of stages for your success, well-being, and dare I say, happiness. So, to you, before we delve into these golden nuggets, I urge you to actively participate. You know, write a review, share your thoughts on what you thought of this, join the Discord. If you resonate with what you hear, hit that like button, comment, subscribe. You're not just growing for yourself, you're growing for those around you. When you can find purpose and true happiness in your life, that radiates. So, let's begin. Now, my friends, if we were to kick off this deep dive by immersing ourselves into the sheer power of behavioral science, Picture this. Your life, your work life, your personal life, every aspect is meticulously crafted with a precision of your behavior. This book does illuminate and asserts the understanding that behavioral intricacies can indeed be the catalyst for a profound transformation in whichever aspect of your life you're looking to change. We're talking about unlocking the secrets of how our brain works, how our behaviors are shaped for our outcomes, our reactions, how armed with this knowledge you can become better in articulating your own success. Imagine having... I found out the title for this podcast episode, The Blueprint to Happiness. Imagine having the blueprint to happiness. And while Caroline Webb brings to the table is a seasoned executive coach and a former McKinsey partner, and she didn't stumble onto these insights by chance. Her journey is a testament to the power of curiosity and relentless pursuit for understanding your own behavior and why you react to certain actions. So, how to have a good day? If I was to start off by saying that Miss Webb's own extraordinary life, like, she's a force in the world of executive coaching and behavioral science. She's navigated a corporate landscape with finesse. However, it wasn't just about climbing a corporate ladder for her. It was about understanding what makes the individuals in a team thrive. And if I was to recommend another book similar to this in terms of team building or behavioral science, Simon Sinek's Why? Start with Why, or The Leaders Eat Last. After her illustrious corporate career, Webb did turn her focus onto coaching and helping executives and professionals harness their potential. This transition wasn't just a career shift, it was a conscious choice to delve deeper into the science of human behavior. This book is a culmination, I guess, of her years of research, of coaching, of unwavering dedication to making each day as good as it can be. So, when it comes to personal development, what would we dive into? Like, in How to Have a Good Day, it's not just another self-help section, but a goldmine of actionable strategies that can transform your life. And Webb doesn't just offer platitudes, you know, she hands you a roadmap to unlock your potential and navigate challenges and emerge victorious. If I was to quote Webb herself, this book reveals actionable strategies for self-improvement, paving the way for a more fulfilling, productive life. It's not just about the moment, but the actionable strategies to get to that moment. We're not taking vague concepts here. We're talking about tangible, practical steps that you can take today to start sculpting the life you desire. So picture this, a toolkit for personal development, the blueprint, like we were saying. It's as real as it gets, and Webb does draw on behavioral science, weaving into the fabric of your daily existence. It's not just about the grand gestures, having that one big goal. It's about small, consistent actions that are compound over time. And if I can bring in another book, Stephen Bartlett's Diary of a CEO. Hold on. I have to move. I always get this name wrong, but Good Vibes, Good Life by Vex King. I always say Good Life, Good Vibes. Now, how does this align with the work of, like, let's say Tony Robbins in trying to pull the potential from yourself in order for your team, or Brianna Wiest, who tries to pull the potential from yourself to live a more fulfilled life? Tony is like a maestro in personal development and echoes the sentiment of taking massive actions for massive reward. But it's not just about knowing what to do, but actually doing it. And like with Webb's strategies, they are in sync with this philosophy. They're practical, they're doable, and they're designed for impact. Something as simple as Mel Robbins' 5-second rule in order to shift your mindset. On the other hand, like, you do have Brianna Wiest, who has, like, her introspective and thought-provoking writing, which often does delve into the nuances of personal growth and how that is then a potential to live a better life. Webb does this too, and, you know, doesn't just scratch on the surface. She delves into the psychology behind our actions, providing insights that would resonate with those seeking a deeper understanding in yourself. Understanding your behavioral science, your behavioral patterns, can transform your life because you will understand what is a negative detriment for you, what you are doing in order to compromise or procrastinate, and think about transformation. It's not just in isolation, but it's part of your personal, holistic, spiritual development and journey. If you do not like where you are in life, you have the choice. You stay here and you either wallow or you become content or you grow and you move and you shift. It's not just about having a good day. It's about building a life that consistently brings the best out in you, because that essentially is joy. So, and now this is up to you, but if we were to decode it, the recipe to having a good day, according to Webb's insights, we're not just talking about generic, one-size-fits-all formula here. You have to go deeper, tailoring your approach to your own individual experience. Like, to quote Webb again, she provides a practical guide offering insights of how the structure of your day for the optimal well-being. The practical guide, those words should resonate with anyone seeking tangible, actionable steps to make each day not just good, but exceptional. So, and I know I talk about your life is a canvas and each brushstroke is the days you have, the moments you cultivate, or the tapestry of life. So if your day was a canvas waiting to be painted with purpose and intention, you're drawing on your behavior, your guides, and choosing the colors that align with your goals and your aspirations. It's not just about mere survival. You want to thrive in every moment, in every brushstroke. So if we were to draw parallels to Mel Robbins, Mel is known for her 5-second rule. She encourages us to take immediate action. Webb, in her recipe, isn't shying away from this urgency. She's all about seizing the moment, making the most of your time, and crafting a day that reflects your values and ambitions, but she's relentless in the fact that you need to have a plan. You can't just be the billy goat who jumped into the well, you know, always looking at the grass greener over the hedge and jumping each hedge when you see the greener grass. Like Jay, in his wisdom, you know, and would talk about purpose and mindfulness that aligns with Webb's emphasis for structuring your day for optimal well-being. It's not just about productivity, but it's about the intention of infusing your day with purpose and experiencing the joy that comes from aligning your actions with your values. Now, if I was to return to the book here, what would a good day look for you? That is a question I ask you. Dear listener, what is a good day to you? Are you with family or friends? Are you by yourself? Are you working? Are you fulfilling some personal need, a goal, a project? Are you in nature? This question isn't rhetorical. It's an invitation for you to paint your own masterpiece. Envision a good day, a day that makes you feel both fulfilled and...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Successful. So if we were to delve into the idea of this recipe for a good day, I encourage you to reflect on your own canvas, the colors that you choose. How would you structure your day for optimal well-being? Does that make sense? I hope so. I think I just went off on a bit of a tangent. And now when it does come to having a good day, and I'm a massive advocate for this, get that body moving and shaking, you know, mind-body connection. If we were to dive into this dynamic world, a realm where Webb, you know, does have insights that truly, truly shine to me, and one that I am constantly avoiding is drink water. The second you wake up, you have dehydrated yourself all night. But in this segment, she's not just talking about going through the motions, but unraveling the dance between mental and physical well-being. Emphasizing the intrinsic link between mind-body connection, suggesting that there is a nurture for both for sustained positivity. How can you feel happy in your mind when your body feels like crap? And how can you feel good in your body when your mind feels like crap? Now, that's not just a suggestion, it's a revelation. You need to have both. You need to have the power to have a profound connection. Imagine your mind and your body as partners in this dance. When they have harmony, the result is a symphony of positivity, of resilience, of well-being. And Webb, drawing from her wealth of knowledge, guides in understanding that the steps in this dance and the choreographed movement does change. It will constantly shift and flow one way to the other. Something is leading more than the other. And then, if you want optimal performance, you need to constantly work on both. It's an interesting one, because I did have a conversation recently with a mentor, a friend. Oh, hello, Pip. Everyone say hello to Pip. He's just after jumping all over my setup. And the conversation went along the lines of, how could we ever feel good about the way we look if we don't work on ourselves? Or how can we ever feel good about what we do if we never try to strive for progress? You can be content in your life, but it's almost like being stuck on a sofa when you stay there too long. It hit me hard, because on one aspect I was like, yes, I totally agree with you. And then on the other aspect, I was like, but if you are content and happy in your life, that's your life to live whichever way you want. I'm still very stuck on this notion that if you do want to live a life, you constantly having to move yourself in one way, shape, or form. What are your thoughts on this? I'd love to know. Now, if I can actually draw parallels again between the teachings of Tony Robbins, like, he's very much a staunch advocate for a holistic approach to personal development. This big, massive man, this Tyson in the industry, and he recognizes that sound mind resides in a healthy body. And Webb does echo this statement, offering, you know, practical strategies, not just to feed your mind, but also nourish your body, creating a environment of sustained positivity. Brianna, known for her introspective approach, would often delve into the interconnections of the physical state and the mental. Webb, in this segment, you know, would align holistic perspectives, encouraging you to look into those isolated fixes and beyond them. Consider the overall well-being of your body and mind. So, my question now is to you, dear listener, what do you do for your body? What do you do for your mind? Do you take time out? Do you exercise? Do you go for walks? Do you take a moment yourself, journal, be creative, expand your knowledge, read? What is it you do for your body and your mind? It's not just a fleeting moment of joy, you know, to have the nurtured aspects of both. It could be a continuous state of well-being. And that's what you're trying to cultivate, I guess. So, it's a dance, is what I'm trying to say, between your body and your mind. But you have to consider your own steps, because the tempo will change, the dance style might change. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. How can you synchronize every element to create a rhythm that resonates with your best self? I hope that makes sense. But actually, talking about you know, the ebb and flow of a dance and how it changes, implementing change. Now, this is territory that scares a lot of people, myself in general. We're at the end of January, and I still don't think I have capitalized on any of my goals for this month, because change is scary. But there are actionable steps empowering you to have an intricate, transformative moment where your habits would thrive. Webb says, these are not just theatrical musings. We're talking about actionable steps that you can start incorporating today. They don't have to be massive leaps or bounds. They can be something as small as one step forward. So, picture me when we're creating this. I think I have ambition, dreams, and desire to have a better life. But I do grapple a lot with my limitations, and it's a constant struggle. It's a constant fight. And it could tear me down some days, or even be the driving force for my better ones. I can't always stay disciplined because I'm not willing to, but I don't even realize that because I trick myself. In this quest for a better life, for a better mental state, a better physical state, you know, it's about my lack of consistency, and that becomes such a breeding ground for the struggles and the anxiety. Even now, whilst we're recording this podcast, we're also doing a live segment for the simple fact that I'm not allowing my limitations to hold me back. I want to have those good days. I want to be excited again. But if we were to often emphasize the importance of consistent discipline in achieving goals, like my story is like everyone else's, the idea to stay disciplined, even in the face of challenges, it's crucial for lasting change, and a lot of us do attempt it, a lot of people succeed, and a lot of people fall off the wagon. And that's okay. Fall off the train tracks, get derailed, as long as you get back on. Give yourself that grace. So with reading Brianna's work, what can I say? I'm actually reading The Pivot Year now. I'm catching up on it. But she understands that the journey is living a better life is not always going to be a linear progression. It's about climbing that mountain, if I can basically just rip one of her titles. Struggles are like looking in the mirror with reality, and the setbacks are a part of the process, but they don't have to define the destination. But anyway, enough talking about myself. Getting back to the book, like, it does serve as a guide for anyone facing any similar challenges. You know, it provides a roadmap, navigation, the blueprint that for these twists and these turns, you know, implementing small transformative habits that have a massive impact. It's about the hurdles and offering practical solutions. So like on this, my personal journey, it's a reflection of many of our experiences. It's a narrative, you know, but I'm trying to become, you know, like a beacon of hope, just to remind people that change is still possible, no matter what your age, even when faced with personal limitations. So, like, in conclusion, as we wrap up this exploration, science is behind everything. Science is the real thing. It's all a conspiracy, man. But science of having a good day, inspired by Caroline Webb, this amazing book. I want you to take a moment to reflect. You know, if we were to talk about algorithms of being happy and, oh, Mo Goat's Solve for Happy, the happiness equation. We've uncovered, you know, essential components. You need to take actionable change. But you need to also give yourself grace when you fall short, because it will happen. When you can acknowledge that, then you can actually avoid it. In the spirit of transformation, you know, you are provided a roadmap to craft the day that you want, a good, genuine, uplifting day. If we were to touch on behavioral science, delved into actual personal development strategies, dissect a recipe for a good day, the intricate dance of body and mind. And now as you step back from your own reflection of reality in the mirror, your own canvas of life, just remember you do have the power to change. So, here I ask you, friends, if you did find any nugget of information in this in any way helpful, please hit like, comment, subscribe, share this on whichever platform you're listening. This is a space for collaboration, inspiration, and growth. Thank you for being here. And until next time, I hope you have a good day and the day you deserve. Let's chat soon, okay?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.